This is the Daily Creative. June 4th, outside. If you're a designer, do you only read design-related magazines or visit websites that show others' work in your field? As an entrepreneur, do you only read business books or magazines? If you write, do you seek inspiration from other writers in your genre? Or if you're a photographer, do you only follow photography social media accounts? It's easy to slip into the rut of only seeking inspiration from tried and true trusted wells. It makes sense to attempt to see what others in your field are doing. In fact, it's smart to stay abreast of trends. However, you're also likely to slip into comparison mode rather easily when you're only looking at others who do what you do, and you risk the danger of copying someone else's idea and mistaking it for your own. Instead, strive to seek creative inspiration from those who are outside of your field. One studio creative director told me he never sought inspiration through video and film, but instead sought all his inspiration through reading fiction. He was able to make intuitive leaps and connections between what he was reading and the work he was doing, and many of his ideas felt really novel because they were sourced outside of where his peers were looking. Identify a handful of resources outside your field to peruse for inspiration. Seek inspiration outside of your core domain. Here's today's question. Where do you regularly find inspiration for your work? What are some sources outside your field that might spark new ways of seeing the world?